Today there's good news and bad news in a new report from RealtyTrack. It's a company that records property data. The bad news, the rate of foreclosures in the United States has doubled in the past year. The good news is there was a slight drop in that rate from September's 2.5-year high. Now, yesterday, the Bush administration announced a new mortgage industry coalition aimed at helping homeowners avoid the rising tide of foreclosures. That will be welcome news to the folks in high-risk states like Florida and Nevada, and in one of the worst hit spots in the nation, the Weston Ranch area of Stockton, California. The BPP spoke to a local realtor, Roxanne May from Weston Ranch Realty, who told us a compelling story of what life is like these days around Stockton.
Can you paint a picture for us, Roxanne? What was Weston Ranch like 3 years ago?
A very prosperous, attractive subdivision. Most of the houses are larger than average for, you know, our area, very well kept up. It was and it's a very well-planned area with the schools and shopping. It was a very lovely area.
And now what is it like to sort of drive down one of the big streets? What's it look like?
Well, I've heard people use the phrase war zone. I wouldn't quite say that bad. More like maybe a disaster area. Maybe in some of the neighborhoods, maybe every third house is abandoned, just sitting there empty with the lawns dead. Trees dying, weeds 3 feet high. It's really demoralizing.
Oh, it sounds terribly depressing.
It is.
What does that do to the people that are still there to be living around all these shells of homes?
Well, it's depressing to the homeowners that live there. Some of the houses, the vacant houses attract problems, vandalism. There's a problem not just in Weston Ranch but throughout the county with vagrants moving into some of the abandoned houses and, living there temporarily. It depresses everybody's housing values. Now Weston Ranch no longer is it, oh, you live in Weston Ranch, what a lovely community. It's like, oh, you live in Weston Ranch. It's totally turned the area around in a really bad way.
What's it like for you as a real estate agent when you try to take someone out to a house and half the houses on the street look like they're abandoned?
Well, everybody, the buyers that come into Weston Ranch right now, they're aware of what's going on, and they're mainly looking for bargains, and there's a lot of bargains out there. They will ask, what's going on? Why are these lawns dead? What's going on? Where have all these people gone? It's difficult. It's very difficult.
Where have the people gone?
Oh, good question. A lot of them have rented. We have a property management division, and a lot of the clients that come in and rent houses through that division are people that are local people that are losing their houses to foreclosure and trying to continue to stay in the area because they want to keep their children in the same schools.
Have you had people come to you and ask you for help trying to work this out just because you work in the real estate industry?
Oh, on almost a daily basis, we talk to people that are upside down on their houses and they just, they need to know what to do. There's not a lot as a real estate agent that we can do. We generally advise them to try to go back to their lender and go to the loss mitigation department to see if there's anything they can work out as far as a payment schedule or anything like that. And I've heard that some of the lenders are becoming very flexible on that and are trying to do everything they can. The banks really don't want to take the houses back. They're not in the real estate business.
Well, Roxanne, you sell real estate, and right now is a tough time for people to come up with the money. Is this hurting your bottom line, and is your house in okay shape?
Oh, my house is fine. I have my mortgage paid off.
Oh, gosh. You're so ahead of the game.
Definitely hurt the income of the local real estate agents. A lot of them have left the business now, and there's a lot of us. There are people that have been in the business for 30 years that are telling me it's absolutely the worst they've ever seen it, and a lot of people are beginning to wonder. They're really good long-term real estates. How much longer can we weather this as real estate agents? Because there's, just sales are down so drastically.
Hey, Roxanne, on some level, is it somewhat the fault of some of these people who got into these loans that they just couldn't afford?
I think there was a little bit of a greed factor going on in 2004 and 2005. I think people thought that they could just about buy anything, and before that adjustable rate went up, they could turn around and walk away with $100,000. And people were actually doing that in, 2002 and 2003, people, even 2004, they were selling houses they'd picked up and walking away with, 80, 100,000 profit after holding the house a couple of years. But more so, I really think that a lot of these complicated adjustable rate programs were not properly explained to the buyers, and I honestly think a number of lenders didn't actually understand the programs they were putting the buyers into, honestly. I mean, I'm not going to point the finger at anyone. I think there was some fraud. I think there was just a lot of general, there was a lot of feeling that this market was never going to top out.
Do you feel a little bit responsible for, you're getting paid off of this whole thing.
You know, to tell you the truth, I did not work with buyers that were doing any of the, I never favored any of those type of programs because I'm very conservative financially.
Well, hence having your home paid off.
Yes. My buyers, generally I worked with a lot of buyers. I worked with a lot of older people that were selling their homes in the Bay Area and then paying cash for houses in Stockton to come live closer to their children. I turned my buyers. I had a couple of very conservative loan agents that are long-term friends of mine that I would send my buyers to because I knew they wouldn't be put into any type of questionable program. So I actually, to my knowledge, nobody that I ever worked with has had any financial problems.
Well, Roxanne May from Weston Ranch Realty, thanks for coming on, and good luck with everything out there in Weston Ranch, okay?
Okay, well, thank you so much.